almost half a century after his death. And from the moment it appeared, there were those that questioned its authenticity as to whether Rabbi Yosef Karo himself wrote it. But the masses of the Jewish people accepted the book as being accurate and as being a product of his pen. And that is because their opinion of Rabbi Yosef Karo was so extraordinary that it was not difficult for them to believe that he studied Torah with an angel, and that the God, so to speak, assigned an angel to take care of him. And that is a side of him that we're going to talk about in a few moments, because there's a very mystical side to him, aside from the halachic area that we're discussing. His third and most well-known book is the Shulchan Aruch. He is the author of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch basically is an abridged version of the Beis Yosef, of his encyclopedic work of the Beis Yosef. What he did, the Shulchan Aruch follows the exact same format as the Tur. He adopted the format of the Tur, the exact same divisions, the numbering system of the paragraphs and of the subparagraphs. He adopted the Tur system of organization completely, and in his own, again, brilliant language, he paraphrased all of the halachas and wrote them down. And that became the Shulchan Aruch. And he writes in the introduction that he relied on the opinions of the three great scholars of Israel, three great poskim, and they are the Rif, Rabbi Isaac Alfasi, the Rambam, Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, and the Rosh, Rabbeinu Osher, and the Tur, who was his son. Those are the three opinions. And he writes there that if there is a difference of opinion between the three, then he decides according to the majority. Since the three was composed of two Svardim and one Ashkenazi, in matters of differences of opinion and custom between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim, the Shulchan Aruch is basically a Sfardic work. I'll discuss with you in a few moments how it became a universal work, so that even the Ashkenazim adopted it. This book was published in 1542. And we are now coming to the 450th anniversary of the Shulchan Aruch. It is a... From the moment that it was published, it became not only the bestseller, it became the book of Jewish law. And it remains so today, even though it has undergone further abridgments, changes of style, additions, but it still remains the basic book, the Shulchan Aruch. And that he was again privileged to be its author and was universally accepted, that again is a testament to his status and stature among the Jewish people. We will see very shortly the Shulchan Aruch was not immediately accepted with glowing accolades. There was a great deal of opposition to it for various reasons. Anything new automatically brings about opposition. But within a 50, 60 years of its first publication, it had swept the Jewish world. And all opposition to it faded by then. Now, we have here an interesting question which all historians ask, and that is, why did the Shulchan Aruch appear when it appeared? there are always historical forces that in retrospect